Wisconsin is finally getting a break from all the heavy rain from the past 2.5 weeks. The National Weather Service is forecasting cool, dry air for at least the next few days, but warns some rivers may run high and that additional flooding is still possible. Andrew Beckett is the Assistant Public Information Officer with Wisconsin Emergency Management. Andrew, thanks a lot for joining us.
Happy to be here, Rob.
Well, we're not quite out of the woods yet, it sounds like, when it comes to flooding. Where are you watching for problems?
We continue to watch a number of the rivers around the state that have just had a lot of water flow into them. You know, the Baraboo River continues to rise or has crested recently, only recently, at some areas along its course. Same with the Kickapoo River. We have a number of communities along those rivers, Biola, Reedstown, Gays Mills, Steuben, Rock Springs, Baraboo itself, all have the rivers above flood stage at this point. So those are some of our areas of largest concern, is at least in terms of the immediate threat to public safety at this time.
Now, we've been knocked around by rain for a couple of weeks now. Do we have any idea when water levels are going to get low enough to where we're back to something like normal?
Well, it's going to take a while for those rivers to recede, especially the Baraboo and the Kickapoo, which in some cases have been above record flood levels. So, you know, it may be another week, assuming we continue to see dry forecasts in our future, that we begin to see water levels kind of get back down to their pre-flood event levels.
I know we've got some schools holding off on opening day around the state. Can you take a look around at roads and highways? Do we have any closures still going on because of the flooding and or the damage that came from it?
There are a number of closures on state highways in many of the counties that have been affected throughout Southwest, West Central, and Southern Wisconsin. I mean, the most important resource that people can rely on is the 511wi.gov. That is a full list of many of the road closures around the state. Also check with county highway departments for road closures that might be in effect in your area. I mean, some of the major ones that we're seeing include some partial lane closures along 9094 and 39, kind of in the Portage area where there's concerns about the rising river levels. We've got National Guardsmen who are out there right now doing some sandbagging operations to prevent the risk of water on the roadways. And the lane closures there are mostly for the safety purpose of those members of the Guard who have been doing those operations.
Now, as things are drying out, and I know we're still dealing with flooding in some places, but for your department, what are some of the key priorities now as we start to clean up from this?
Well, as we've said, we still have water up in some areas, but in other areas where the waters have receded, you know, we've begun the effort of working with local officials to start doing damage assessments and get an idea of what kind of devastation was done by these flooding events. And we'll begin, or we'll work to collect that information here in the weeks ahead as we kind of total up what's been happening statewide.
And Andrew, as we wrap up, now that people have flooding on their minds, do you have any messages out there from the emergency management standpoint for people to maybe be prepared for when it happens again, the next flood we see in Wisconsin?
Oh, preparation always starts well in advance of any threat actually even being out there. I mean, for individuals whose homes may be at risk of flooding, it's very important to make sure that any vital documents, treasured keepsakes, aren't stored in your basement. And if they are, make sure they're in watertight containers. Assess the drainage around your home. I mean, a lot of people may not have had river levels rise up to them, but there might have been drainage issues that contributed to problems with water entering their basements. So it's important to kind of assess those risks now before you face a problem again in the future. And if you did have damage during the recent flooding, make sure you're calling 211 and reporting it. That service is collecting damage estimates in many counties around the state, which will be given to local officials, which will in turn help the state get an accurate picture of how much damage was done statewide.
Andrew, thanks a lot for bringing us up to date.
Always happy to be here.
Andrew Beckett is the Assistant Public Information Officer for Wisconsin Emergency Management. We talked with him about the ongoing flooding threat in parts of the state and recovery where the waters have started to recede.